This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. It is a cliche to talk about the length of time we spend waiting to be seen by a doctor. On one hand, we like the idea practitioners might spend enough time with patients to get a thorough understanding of what's ailing us, but we also have better things to do with our lives than sitting in a waiting room.
One issue that might be playing into that dynamic, though, is the mounting shortage of nurses. It's a problem that's been building for some time, and nursing schools have been searching for ways to graduate enough newly degreed nurses to keep up with the demand.
In the Milwaukee area, that's meant a growing number of institutions have been teaming up to get nurses into the workforce quickly while still enabling them to pursue higher nursing degrees. Michelle Nelson is Associate Dean of Nursing at Waukesha County Technical College, one of two schools partnering with Mount Mary University on a so-called 1-2-1 program, which allows students to first earn an associate, then a bachelor's degree in nursing. Kara Groom is Chief Nurse Administrator and Department Chair at Mount Mary. Welcome to you both.
Thank you for having us this morning.
Yes, thank you, Mitch.
So I went back and looked through my interview notes, and I think I did my first interview on the looming nursing shortage about a decade ago. And I'm sure it has been on the radar of people in the healthcare industry for even longer than that. Given how long we've known that it's an issue, how have things changed in recent years, either in terms of getting better or worse or just understanding it differently?
Well, I think it's important to keep in mind that registered nurses are the largest single occupation in healthcare. And so when we talk about the shortage of nursing, it's really pressing for everyday patient care. But yes, we had some projections early on that really spoke to this impending shortage in nursing. And when we entered sort of the recession, we found that that impending shortage didn't hit us in quite the way we had forecasted. But now, again, our models are showing that we are really facing a crisis in nursing as far as the need for nurses in our clinical settings, retiring nurses, and a shortage of nurses in the pipeline.
So what happened during the recession? Did people put off retirement? I mean, was it just the difficult financial times that made people want to stay in the field longer?
Yeah, I think there were a couple of factors. But yes, I think that for some families, they might have delayed retirement, or for a nurse who might have been working part-time during that recession period, they might have opted for full-time or picking up some overtime hours, so that what we had anticipated to see didn't really hit us quite as hard as we had forecasted.
Yeah, it wasn't that people suddenly got healthier and then the demand went down.
That would have been a really fortunate, but no, that wasn't really the case.
And so we were talking about how this demand has built up. We're also talking about, you know, changing demographics both among nurses and among the patient population, right?
Yeah. So it's a matter of our nursing workforce aging and hitting an imminent retirement, as well as our patient population. So our baby boomers are at a stage where we're needing and have an increased need for healthcare demand. And so it's kind of this, it hits us on both the demand for nursing professionals as well as the amount of patients that we're seeing in a clinical setting.
And I imagine also nursing educators as well, because nursing educators have been probably in the field for the longest.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because not only do we need nurses to care for the baby boomers, but also we need qualified educators. And I want to go back to you had mentioned earlier regarding the survey, and it's a collaborative effort between the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and Wisconsin Center for Nursing. So we have this great data from surveys where nurses and LPNs are mandated to take the survey, and that's where we collect all our data from. And from that, we know that 46% of our nurses are currently 55 years or older. And it's projected that we will have 59% of these educators tend to leave their current position in the next 9 years. So we definitely need the advanced practice nurses and those nurses who continue to get their master's and doctorate.
I was just going to say, we at some point might need to do an interview about the need for master's and doctoral level nurses as well.
Right.
So let's talk then about how this 1-2-1 program speaks to the issue. How does it speak to the nursing shortage and maybe to the overall changes in the nursing profession?
Well, we were tasked with the Institute of Medicine's report in 2010 that really spoke to the need to increase seamless academic progression for nursing students to be able to really address that impending shortage. And so the Nursing 121 program is really designed to make that progression seamless for students. So they would be a Mount Mary student for all 4 years. They would take their first year of general ed and science coursework, and then they would choose Waukesha County Technical College or another Wisconsin Technical College partner to do their clinical training. But the beauty of the program then is after year three, they're workforce ready. So they're working as a nurse sooner, yet still on track for that bachelor's degree completion in 4 years.
Well, so talk about the level of coordination. What goes on between the departments at the two schools, in this case, Mount Mary and WCTC? But as you say, there are other technical college partners that Mount Mary has and other, I think, other schools around the state. What are the challenges in making this operate smoothly?
I think our agreement that we had with Mount Mary, we had a number of conversations and meetings of people coming together, and that included anywhere from marketing to financial aid, our learning VPs, the nursing administrators, and it takes a village to create this, right? So we met a number of times, and as you said, we also have partnerships or agreements with other colleges such as UW-Milwaukee. We have students that are sitting and waiting to get into the program, and it's really nice that we have these agreements that students have options to go elsewhere.
Yeah, I would really add that the goal in all of those conversations was to make it as seamless for the student as possible so that we would put in the work on the back end and behind the scenes in these meetings and conversations so that the student experience is one of seamless progression.
Well, and so the idea is eventually to graduate bachelor's degree nurses, BSNs, in 4 years. So why is the nursing associate's degree an important part of the picture as well?
Mm-hmm. So we graduate, in Wisconsin, we graduate approximately 3,000 nurses a year, right? And I don't have those statistics in front of me, but we are a feeder to those BSN programs. There's many students that have life outside of school where they need to work or take care of their loved ones and make it affordable. So it's very cost effective for students to be able to go part-time. We do offer a part-time track and receive their associate degree in nursing. And then once they are able to, that they can move on and achieve their BSN. We talk about lifelong learning and constantly address that with our students. And I think it's very exciting that we have this opportunity for our students to complete their bachelor's degree.
Let me ask a really maybe basic question for those of you in the field, but one that I think probably a lot of people have. You know, most of us are probably aware there are different degrees within nursing. Can you talk about what nurses with BSNs bring to caring to patients versus people with other credentials like associate degree nurses?
Yeah, when we look at kind of the needs and trends in our healthcare environments and for the future of nursing, I think we have a real need to prepare nurse leaders and to help them be ready for implementing evidence-based practice, to take on roles in nursing informatics, nurse educator positions. And we're hearing from our clinical partners that what the bachelor's degree nurses bring to the table is that they're ready for career advancement opportunities as well. And so they bring a level of evidence-based practice foundation and are really ready to enter into some advanced roles in their career.
And upon graduation, they come out at the same point where they can work in the clinical setting and make the same salary between a four-year and a two-year graduate. So that's exciting. And as Kara said, yes, we want our nurses to advance and continue to not only complete their bachelor's, but go on and receive their master's or a doctoral prepared nurse to be able to be an educator, because not only do we have a shortage in nursing, but also, you know, CNAs and having qualified educators. We don't have enough of that. So that's important, too.
Well, and I gather that the healthcare providers out there are looking for more people with a more versatile background. And so therein lies the whole tuition reimbursement that many offer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our healthcare employers are really telling us that they have a need for nurses in general and are really incentivizing and encouraging that bachelor's prepared nurse, and whether that's at the entry point to the career or whether that's a nurse who goes back to complete an RN to BSN program. I think our clinical partners are really emphasizing and looking for that bachelor's preparation.
Now, I'm glad you brought up the entry point, because I think it's the Wisconsin Center for Nursing that reported the state needs to graduate an additional 7,500 nurses a year by 2020, which is a lot of nurses considering, as you were saying, we graduate something on the order of 32 or 3,300 a year now. This is to keep up with demand. What has to happen on the front end to encourage more people to go into nursing?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. We recently had the Waukesha County Business Alliance. This is just one example where they had approximately 500 middle school and high school children come through this healthcare career expo, learn about not only nursing, but also all healthcare careers. We know that there's also a shortage in medical assistants and certified nursing assistants. So I think the quicker that we can reach the individuals, now I said middle school, and that sounds so young, but to get their interest early, that's one thing. At Waukesha County Technical College, we have a Discover Me camp, and it's offered in the summer. And I highly recommend that people take a look at that and encourage them to register. So that's for middle school and high school. And that's to look at different programs and to catch them while they're young and get interest.
Yeah, and similarly, we do a lot of real active partners with high schools. You know, a need and a trend we haven't spoke to yet is really the need to increase diversity in our nursing workforce. And one of the things that I think Mount Mary University's program really brings as a strength is that we are a majority minority institution. And so, and our nursing student body mimics the diversity of the general Mount Mary population. And so we're reaching out and building partnerships to really recruit diverse students into Mount Mary and into the nursing profession early.
Well, so let me ask a delicate question, maybe. Where does job satisfaction fit in this picture? Is it difficult to convince people they want to go into a profession where there's a shortage of colleagues? You know, is workload or burnout an issue that you have to guard against?
Right. And we try to be transparent with our students, right, and let them know, yes, you need this healthy work-life balance. And how do you get that? I think our partners, how they offer innovative type scheduling, whether it's you work three 12-hour shifts a week and then you're off four, maybe a weekend shifts only, 7 days on, 7 days off, 10-hour shifts. So I think they need to continue to be creative with their scheduling and emphasize that it needs to be have a healthy work-life balance.
Yeah, and I think we're recognizing in professions such as nursing that there is some real caregiver burnout that people can experience. And so more and more we're seeing a real emphasis on care for the caregiver so that we really build a model of reflective practice that helps recognize the impactful moments that a nurse experiences and how we can build the resilience for nurses to stay excited, passionate, and empathetic for a lifetime.
Yeah, it does nobody any good to graduate an enthusiastic nurse who 2 years down the road thinks, oh, my God, I'm overworked and, you know, it's a thankless task. And why didn't I go into something else?
Yeah, and I think the beauty of clinical training is that the students, we do lots of lab and simulation types of experiences, but the clinical training model of nursing is one where they're out taking care of patients for really the duration of their educational experience. And so we can build in our nursing education those reflective moments and model kind of the techniques Michelle talked about taking care of yourself to be able to take care of others, and they experience that as a student and then can build those practices for the future.
Do most people who graduate with a nursing degree stay in the profession for, and maybe this is something you don't know, so I don't have to ask it, but I was just curious, you know, what the average length of a nursing career is.
You know, I really don't have the specific answer, but I think what's exciting with nursing is you envision yourself, oh, yeah, I want to work at this hospital, and you do it. But knowing that there are so many other opportunities, and that's what's so exciting, that nurses can work in an industrial setting. They can be an educator, school nurse, long-term, you know, nursing home type care, acute care. So I guess I speak to the students, too, and let them know that there's so many different opportunities, and that's what makes it exciting. So would that keep somebody in the field longer? Possibly.
Well, and presumably the two of you each learned that lesson at some point in your careers, as you both have nursing degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, you know, my personal path was one of working every shift, including weekend nights, during a time that enabled me to be home with young children, as well as going back to school and pursuing my master's degree and then eventually my PhD. And so with the demand, I think the encouraging thing for nursing students is there are jobs and there is a nursing need for them to fill no matter how part-time or full-time they want to work and no matter what clinical setting they find that's going to really be right for them.
Are there things that each of you miss about patient care?
Definitely. That was the number one difficult thing to give up. And when I moved and transitioned from working as a nurse and then into the education academia world, I thought I would have to give it up. But I really didn't because I had clinical with my students, so those patients became my patients. But now in an administration type role, I would say that's the number one thing that I miss.
Yeah, I would concur. I loved my time as a clinical instructor where I got to do both. I got to supervise, enroll, and mentor nursing students, yet still be at the bedside caring for patients. And I still get to do that now on my clinical visits with our capstone students who are finishing up their final semester of their nursing leadership and nursing capstone courses. And so you still have those ties, but it can be an absolute part you miss.
Mm-hmm. You're not hoping for like broken bones around the office, though.
Not yet.
No.
Well, listen, Kara Groom and Michelle Nelson, thank you both so much, and best of luck in your work.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us today.
Kara Groom is Chief Nurse Administrator and Nursing Department Chair at Mount Mary University. Michelle Nelson is Associate Dean of Nursing at Waukesha County Technical College. There is a link to more about the 121 program at wuwm.com.